Good morning, I'm Jim Maurice with your WJON News, brought to you by Pool Products Leisure Store. Cloudy, patchy fog and rain today, a high of 47. Yesterday we had 0.06 of an inch of rain. Authorities have identified the pilot killed in an airplane crash near the Princeton Airport in East Central Minnesota. Kevin Colvin was heading to North Dakota to go hunting when the plane crashed on Monday afternoon. Colvin co-owned a company that installs and refurbishes gym floors. Charges are pending against a man suspected of breaking into a home south of Garrison on Monday. Authorities in Crow Wing County say the man tried to swim away from deputies using a dog to track him. They eventually found the man in a swamp, and he had to be sent to a hospital for treatment for hypothermia. Todd County deputies were called to a theft in rural Browerville. Lester Good says the door of his skid loader was stolen. The loader marked for sale was parked along Highway 71 between Browerville and Clarissa. The door is worth $1,300. Police say the theft happened between October 19th and the 24th. St. Cloud State University's Student Government and Public Safety Department teamed up for the second annual Light Up the Night event last night. The event is to help raise awareness of safety measures on and off of campus. St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss and members of the St. Cloud Rotary Club held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for the performance shelter. The plan for the $260,000 shelter was announced back in July. Rotary Club will pay for half the cost. The city will pay for the other half using the half-cent sales tax money. For more local news, click on the St. Cloud News page here on WJON.com and turn your radio on to AM 1240 WJON.